More than a week after the election, and the battle continues for one South Florida congressional seat, with that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. We're talking about CD 18, and St. Lucie County continues to be the focus of those who feel there were irregularities in the vote count for that district between Congressman Alan West and apparent winner Patrick Murphy. West's campaign sent out a press release yesterday announcing a lawsuit demanding a full recount of St. Lucie. The election supervisor in that county admitted finding errors in early voting tallies and decided to recount three of the 8 days, giving the Republican West a slight bump, but not enough to overcome the Democrat Murphy. West argues a more extensive recount could uncover additional errors. Murphy's attorney and the supervisor of elections have not commented on the latest developments. Well, meanwhile, as reporter Matt Laszlo tells us, Murphy is in D.C. this week, claiming victory in Florida's contentious 18th.
Freshman orientation is kicking off here in D.C. While unveiling the newest Democrats in the House, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi chose only one spokesperson for the newest members of her caucus, Patrick Murphy. In Washington, where optics matter, observers took note that Pelosi chose a Democrat whose opponent has yet to concede.
I am very, very honored to welcome a real fighter for the middle class, a real representative of his generation, Congressman-elect Patrick Murphy.
After a partial recount, Murphy maintains about a 0.6 percentage point lead over Congressman West, just shy of the mark to qualify for an automatic recount. True to his bombastic personality, West is fighting on. Even so, Murphy says he's trying to set a new tone for the district.
You know, the one message I heard time after time was the need for bipartisanship to reach across the aisle, and that's what we need to do. We have to put our country first.
The Florida Division of Elections is sending three staffers to the 18th district to look into discrepancies with the vote count. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Florida voters had to wait till Saturday to hear that President Obama had been declared the winner of the state in the election. But as reporter Jessica Mazaros tells us, many registered voters in Miami-Dade did not bother to vote.
According to the Florida Division of Elections, only 67% of registered voters in Miami-Dade County cast a ballot in this election. That includes people who waited in line at the polls and people who voted via absentee ballot. The number of registered voters who turned in their ballots statewide is a little over 70%, the lowest turnout in the past three presidential elections. Registered voter Edwin Castillo says he was too busy with work to vote in the presidential election.
I have a seven-day-a-week job, 12-hour days, and the long lines is kind of what stressed me out.
The long voting lines also put off Miami-Dade native Amanda Suarez. She says neither presidential candidate was worth that kind of time.
I wasn't going to stand in a five-hour line.
Florida International University student Anthony Andrioli had similar reasons for not voting.
I didn't like either of the candidates, and at any time.
And then there were the voters who requested absentee ballots and just never got them in the mail. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.
And for more news, log on to our website, WLRN.org. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.